Yeah, indeed. The motion I put before the council yesterday is about, making sure materials going into our homes today are safe and durable. There was a market surveillance audit of Donegal Quarries, which was published in 2022, Donna Marie, and it looked at 17 operators in the county, but the testing was limited. In fact, only three quarries had aggregate properly tested in the lab. The rest were mostly checked on paperwork. We're still that audit admitted that deleterious materials like pyrotite were outside of its scope. Yet, as we know now from government-funded scientific research, that pyrotite and rhomboidal pyrite are the main cause of concern for the failure in our internal sulfate attack. That's what's happening to the concrete here in Donegal and beyond. On top of that, I suppose the results were anonymised. Quarries were given an ID number, so the public does not even know what quarries were tested. So I think that lack of transparency isn't acceptable.
And the transparency is very important here. There's been a real breakdown in trust with the general public, the government, and the industry. And the only way that we're going to be able to move past this is if all the cards are on the table.
There is a clear worry there that, things just aren't right, and we need to make sure that every single product that's coming out of a quarry is stressed, and this needs to be done, and needs to be done on a regular basis. As you said there, look, I'm sure the industry and the quarry themselves would actually welcome this, because it's the only way to restore trust and confidence in the supply chain. And as I said, at the end of the day, this is about ensuring the families in Donegal never have to go through what we're going through at the minute.
And the means of doing carrying out this testing is going to be going down the route of random sampling from multiple sections. So was that not the case before?
Yeah, well, I think the methodology is a problem. The report confirms that sample stockpiles and also from the quarry space, but we have to be realistic. Stockpiles can be managed, and to be credible, future audits need to go deeper into the quarry by taking random samples and different section of the rock face to give a full analysis of the materials in the quarry.